are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, Lucy Hill, and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hear each other?
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, depending on where you're listening. You're listening to Accent On. I'm Jonathan, and we've got Alona with us, and our studio is so full, it's going to take 2 hours just to fill us up with the one we have.
Everybody says that I have an accent, but...
You got an accent.
Do we have an accent?
Yeah, well, compared to the people in our studio, you might not have an accent.
Okay, this is one of those...
It's all relative accents.
This is one of those days that I just strive to be in.
Can you speak like an American?
I will try. Is this English? Yes. I will try.
That's pretty close.
I will try to be an English speaker.
And I will try to be a Slavic today.
Okay.
Okay. We,
what is the coolest thing ever?
I'm so tired.
That today's day is really devoted to accents. Jonathan has Beverly Hills accent.
I got no accent.
Yeah, I am like mixture of I don't know what anymore because I'm 22 years in America and I know I have very heavy accent. But sometimes people say, are you French? Are you Russian? Are you Polish? I'm Polish. Then we have a very good guest and very new one for us, Władek Juszkiewicz. Can you say hi, Władek?
I'm Polish, yeah.
You are Polish?
I'm Polish.
Hi, Władek Juszkiewicz. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice to be here.
Good to have you with us. Władek Juszkiewicz is one of the most unusually gentle, kind, and talented men I have ever met. He has taken this American dream of coming from another country, first generation, combating the language, coming over here and following his passion. Indeed, he created the Polish Film Festival, and it's not a day, and it's not an hour, and it's not three films. It takes over the Egyptian theater for 10 days straight in Hollywood. And he brings in the most impressive, star-studded, Oscar-winning live actors on a red carpet and salutes his country's heritage, that of Poland, and what Poland means and does to the film world. And it's absolutely amazing to see somebody who just puts the blinders on and says, you know what, I'm going to make it happen. And he's a testimony both to the sense of immigration as well as to the sense of what America can give somebody and to the sense of maintaining your roots and celebrating the things that are really important to you. Lovely, lovely man. We're going to spend some time with you and talk about this year's film festival, Władek, and what's important and interesting to you and what your take on accents are.
Okay. And then also we have a guest who is second time in our studio. And, of course, Orlando Valente. Again, I wish we have cameras here. Because
you got to say that right. Orlando Valente.
Orlando Valente.
All right. Jonathan, you have an Italian
Orlando
accent.
Orlando Valente.
Hey,
Orlando, how are you today? You got oranges for me? Valente, where's my oranges?
We know that. Okay, song then. Anyway, speak softly, love. And yeah, he's a really good looking man and very smart man. He's an.
Well, wait a minute. Władek Juszkiewicz is a pretty good looking guy, too.
Władek is the.
You can't introduce one guy as the good looking guy.
Okay,
we have two guys in the studio. One's the good looking guy, and the other one does film.
But I'm used to the beauty of Władek because I know him for 12 years. And what I see is his hair is changing, getting longer and longer.
No, he's becoming an LA film guy.
He's just a really, when you see him, you...
Władek has a ponytail.
Yes, silver hair.
Silver shivivuosu, as they say in Polish.
Silver hair, shivivuosu.
Silver hair. He has a Van Dyke kind of a goatee with the mustaches trailing into the goatee, all silver, with a small spectacles and a large, soulful eyes.
Hmm.
That's very, very different than Orlando Valente.
But he also
like Ricky Martin.
He also has something of Sean Connery. I don't know if
there's
I'm wrong.
There's a little Sean Connery.
This is what they accuse me of.
Oh, okay.
And right now we have our wonderful Stephanie Mack, who is, you know, she's the wonderful girl. She also was once with us on this radio, Accent On, and the girl is just kind of cute and young and smart, and I think she's just very smart, first and foremost, and has a dream, big, big, big dream to become an actor and comedian, and she writes comedy, and she, outside of that, great on computers, and like this 2012 young people, they can do all, and they can dream. Then, nice to have you back, sweetie. You can say hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Glad you could join us.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Jonathan.
Sure.
Anyway, today's topic is really, yes, about dreams, about achieving them, about how hard or how easy is really to dream and get to what you really wanted to do, and is really goal that you wanted to get, is this what started from or changed over the years? Then I would like to start with you, Władek. I know he doesn't understand. I need to
you
Polish
say,
what
you
I said.
You mean to say that all over
but
again in Polish for
I will
for
say
Władek.
Again, if 20 years ago he came to L.A. and said, okay, one day I want to have a festival. I want to start a Polish festival.
Oh, did you come to L.A. 20 years ago? I will
came
translate.
30 years ago.
When you came 30 years ago, did you say, I want to do a Polish film festival? Or no. Did you come for another reason and did it morph
yes.
into the
then
film
let's
festival?
Start what's happened 30 years ago.
Why
you
did
become...
you come here, Władek?
Why?
The first reason why I left country, it was because of the martial law in Poland. So you couldn't generally stay and do and realize what you want to do. And I decided to come to America because America is the country where people with accent are not discriminated. If you go to Europe, you don't feel comfortable because the country, the nationalistic things, you know, it's you always, if you are a guest, fine, but you want to stay, they treat you as a second-class citizen. So it's changed right now, but that time it was very, 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 very
not good. In America. As long as you speak Spanish, you're one of us. Wait a minute, that's wrong.
But at least the law, it protects you. You cannot discriminate because of an accent or something.
But the soul, the American soul, does not really discriminate until it's been here for a long time. And then it starts thinking it's only the vanilla, whatever it is special, and it starts discriminating. But the concept of America is a melting pot. It's a
I
big soup pot.
I need to explain our listeners what you were saying, because now I don't understand you. That's all politically incorrect, or I didn't get it what you said. Can you describe what you were saying?
Yeah, America is a melting pot.
Yes.
And so it's made up, its soul is based on lots of different people who have interrelated over time. However, after a long period of time in America, it starts acting like there's a certain standard, a vanilla standard. And for quite some time, it was a white standard. And now it's shifting to an ethnic standard because
help
of the population.
People, we can agree or not. I wish people call and just fight with my husband on
you
that.
You can call us right now at 1-800-555-5555. That number once again, 1-800-555-5555.
Yeah, I know where you're going with that.
Lines are open. We'll take caller number four.
I don't agree and agree with my husband because I'm achieving the part of welcome to the country for the last 20 years, and honestly, the 20 years that I'm in America, I never, ever, ever, ever heard anybody to say nothing about me being not perfect speaking. They people are welcoming to their houses, but people just love people with accent. They always move like head a little closer. They want to know who I am, what am I doing. I think people who don't want to enter maybe American culture, who are hiding away from American culture, they have maybe problem to be part of American life. But this is not about us, because me, myself, and of course Władek and Orlando, we love
Orlando
America.
Valente.
Orlando Valente. And I think we are just doing great.
Me amo Orlando Valente.
And
you don't even need a job if you have a name like that.
I think we...
You need.
We need
it.
We need to find
trust
a
me, Jonathan.
Great godfather that Orlando can be his son or something, because I think you'll be very good in a role like that. But again, coming back to Władek, 30 years ago you came here, you felt like this is the country that you can really proudly expand your brain and your dreams, and language is not the barrier.
Martial law was in Poland and you couldn't realize your dreams. is what he was saying, which is
it's exactly
quite artistic and beautiful.
I was in America two times before with the choir, and so it was as a visitor, and I saw what's going on here. So I have kind of idea of what America is it's about, and of course you're talking about the kind of acceptance discrimination. Accent is not a problem. Sometimes your roots are a problem, because the American was always fight between Irish and British and the German and French and Pole. So sometimes it depends.
Tension. What, you see the tension between.
There is those things, but I think it's getting much, much better.
Okay, I think so too.
Inherently in America, if you have an accent, people lean into you. They open their eyes.
It's true.
They're interested.
Yes.
It's true.
And inherently, in almost every other country, if your accent is not from that country, they lean away from you.
Yeah. Oh, you're not one of us.
It's such a wonderful thing that it can be difficult for someone that comes from abroad to learn English, because they love so much your accent that they don't want to correct you because
yes.
they think it's impolite and it's ugly, because they said, oh, I love your accent.
Yes.
You should keep it.
Yes.
And you're like, no, but I want to learn, you know?
Don't worry. It's not going to go away so fast.
Yeah. Jonathan, for like 20 years, he's trying to keep my wrong word sometimes. I really speak not so well, like everybody here. And he's like, no, honey, everything's fine. Everything's
well, she says
good.
Cute stuff. She went into Nordstrom when we were first married and asked the woman, she said, and she's a little arrogant, my wife. So you get the arrogance, or she calls it the arrogancy, along with the stubbornness, along with the incorrect words, and nobody wants to laugh at her. But she walked into Nordstrom and said, my husband has only synthetic pillows, and they are not worth sleeping on. I need something real with chicken fur inside.
And, you know, I didn't know that this is not
what
I supposed
went, okay,
to say.
The woman just went, okay, I'll get you a chicken fur pillow, ma'am. Nobody wants to cross this lady.
And for like 10 years, I thought that's what we call the inside is a chicken fur.
Why would I correct that?
And
that's
he never
fantastic.
Told me. And he was like, okay, chicken fur. Oh, exclamation point to me was always screaming sign.
So.
You know, and he loved it. He said, great, you know, good. You know, exclamation
which one is the correct way now?
Screaming sign.
It's much more, that would be me.
That was the worst. Is always, I remember when I came in the beginning and I went to the store, I was trying to buy a deal. And I don't know the word. So in Polish, it's copper. But so I just went to the store and said, okay, can I buy a copper? and say, what is this? And so I described to her, I said, oh, deal. I said, yeah, maybe deal, but we cost copper.
But
so,
again, the patience that Americans have to people with accents is just the sweetest things ever.
You know, this is proven out in terms of just comedy, but if you, there are different people's takes on Borat, the film, but on the DVD, there's an extra bonus section. And if you watch the bonus section, there's one part where he goes to a supermarket as Borat, and he walks down an entire row, and he says to the guy in the middle of the country, what is this? And the guy says, well, that's butter. And he says, and this? The guy says, butter. And what is this? Butter, because there's so much butter. And in Eastern European, so you have one butter, one cheese. Then he goes down one shelf, says, and what is this? The guy goes, cheese. And what is this? Cheese. And what is this? Cheese. And this goes on, but goes on and on, and neither of them break up, and it's a real set. It's a real film. It's
the
amazing.
Choices,
but
yeah.
The people in America will take you by the hand if you have an accent, and they'll generally try to help you out.
Yes, true.
And there's no bias against you as a human being. When it comes to working, it depends on the job and what you're doing as to where that bias is. But socially, you don't have that bias, which is kind of beautiful. And the roots are still there in the sense of Americana.
And we come back to choices, because you came to America, like I came to America. We had a choice to do something or do nothing, or just reinvent ourselves, or just be better what we hoped than we were in our country. And you decided, you said you came here with the choir. That's, like you said lightly,
tell,
choir.
Tell us about
that.
The choir, because it wasn't the Polish choir.
And the choir,
it
yeah.
was
and
Polish
tell
choir.
Me,
well.
What, yeah, but...
It was Polish choir, which and we came to New York. It was the Festival of Academic Choirs. There were 16 choirs from all over the world, and we were representing Poland. And we were traveling east part of United States, Rochester, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C. And there was the first taste of how people react to us and to different culture, to different music, and it was wonderful. And so it stays in your head when later you decide where to go. When I left Poland in 82, I stayed a little in Berlin, in Paris, but it wasn't exactly what I had in my mind. Especially that English was the best language I knew before even the German was my first one, but I didn't use it.
And you started from choir. That's what brought you to America, or reason how you met
but
America.
He has a different choir now.
But now tell us, before we'll jump over the Polish Film Festival, which is the biggest, the most important really things that you create, and probably you are the most proud of, and we are the most proud of what you are doing, you know, for Polish culture and European culture.
I'm most
in
proud
movie.
Of the new mustache beard thing. The Polish Film Festival is second.
Okay, whoever wants to see us, please go on Facebook, because obvious, and LA Radio Talk Show, and go to our Facebook page.
That would be latalkradio.com.
Yes. Then we have a pictures always. Then we can see how we look. Everybody can see how we look.
If you're listening live, the pictures are not there yet.
They will happen next year, probably.
For the eight of you, hold on. Yeah. Log back on. But when you download it, by the time you're downloading, if you're not live, there'll be pictures.
That's so cool. Then, yeah, tell us... choir right
the
now.
New choir,
2012.
The choir that you're involved in.
You created the choir, but this is
not that I created. It was something that when I was in the choir, I was at the same time manager of the choir in Poland. So the idea of coming here, I was thinking about art management, but again, not knowing anybody, it was just like, okay, we'll see what will happen. But still, I had the cravings for the choir, so I was looking for different choirs here, mostly because we sing classical music, so I was looking for classical choirs. But the atmosphere wasn't exactly there. It was just something. I'm not completely educated from the music, so mostly the amateur thing, which would fit me more. And then my friend was singing in the gospel choir, and I kind of I sing Negro spirituals, well, neighbor gospel. It's so far apart, those two kind of music. And they were going to Italy to Assisi with Barry White, and mm-hmm. I went as a person who was taking pictures and taping and made like the documentary about their stay, and I find out the atmosphere, and I fell in love with this group, and this is what I'm on 20 years singing in a gospel choir, which is mostly, of course, African American, and but there are a few whites, and it went two Poles singing there.
But what is amazing, you made all of these wonderful people sing Polish anthem in Polish,
exactly.
And they have no accent when they start singing Polish, and you know, I see this
amazing.
It's like just my heart. I cannot believe the world not, become one.
It's amazing, but again, a testimony to the melting pot in this country compared to and the tolerance
and the culture
country.
Has no barrier.
Yeah, and they like to learn a few words and because when they see the anthem, of course, it was translated, but they don't know exactly what the words mean, but except generally, but they keep a few words and then they use hello and thank you and those. I put them in a few times in Polish, like with Myrla Rodowicz. I sent them to Poland. They were singing all concert in Polish.
Amazing.
And last year we did two songs for her new album in Polish. Because with Mietek Szczęśniak we did in English, so there was no problem. But with Myrla it was in Polish, and the text was really full of words. So it was so funny when they were recording it and blubbling.
Yeah, Maryla Rodowicz is a very, very big Polish star. And we love her. Polish people love Maryla. She's just amazing.
I want to know if Władek can sing a couple of bars for us of something that is not Polish. First, something that is...
I'm sorry.
From the...
Gospel?
From the gospel.
Gospels or...
group.
You know, I'm a choir member. I'm not a soloist. So it's when somebody asks me to sing, it's something that.
Do you want Ilona to sing the lead, and you can sing back?
Come on, and yeah, you need to pay us for that. Then we'll get prepared, and then we'll do a great show for you, Donovan.
Okay. Sometimes they just come out and sing, and you get a special thing.
Not
you
really.
Know?
We never do that. Okay. But coming back from choir, which we know that's one of your passion and real work. You are a producer, you deal with a film production, and then I want to know how they started it. One day you woke up and, you know, 20, 30 years later, you have 12 years of Polish Film Festival.
Behind,
you know,
behind 13 years.
Yeah. Yes.
Then sponsored please, by the Polish government with conduits and interrelationships really globally.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a massive undertaking that you're doing.
Okay, tell us how you started and who is the biggest helper in California? Because I'm sure you have wonderful people who just perceive this festival to be very important.
You know, it's started in the... I didn't do anything with film in Poland. We did just entertainment. So like Maria Ladovich, I was her manager, etc. But when I came over here, I met people who were trying to do a film in Poland as a co-production. It was '84. It was the first Polish-American co-production. I couldn't go to Poland yet because of my status, so I was sitting in West Berlin supporting the production. And when I came back, there was a guy who had idea to make a film in Poland, and he was looking for a script here. And then I was introduced to Paul Leder, who had a script to make film in Poland. But at the same time, he was in production of his called B-movies. So I met him in September, and in December we were working together already for a new project, and we did together like 11 movies. And then when, unfortunately, he got cancer because he smoked a lot, and he died, so I didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
So I decided to do something with the time to do the film festival. Because when I observed the Los Angeles, there are so many festivals. Then it's much more right now, but then was the French did a very strong one, etc. So they said let's do the Polish film festival, and because we know that the Polish roots in Hollywood are very wide, mm-hmm. and it's kind of very difficult to those people get out of the closet and say that they have Polish roots. But if you bring them to the Polish festival, to the right environment, they say, okay, I'm Polish. Or my mother, or my father, my grandfather, or whatever. And the idea was not very well. I accepted it. Crazy, you know, Polish film festival in Hollywood. Why? Because there are others. So, you know, we need to... And when I started making the festival, there was not that they get idea from me, but there was so much other festivals that are coming in, and so you have to find a place, right? But there's no competition because, as you know, America, it's not the place where people like read subtitles.
No.
So if you make it,
we actually don't like to read. Period.
Accurate.
We like to look at the pictures.
you go to the movie for entertainment, but and to sit and
popcorn.
Yeah, and so if you have few festivals at the same time, you're fighting for the same audience. So you have to find a really right spot when there's no other festivals that we can bring these people in. And again, Los Angeles is not the Chicago, and they have Polish radio, Polish television, Polish theater, Polish newspapers. Here, it's everything. It depends on the real media, and if you cannot do anything just ethnically, you have to do for everybody.
Yeah.
And
your or ours.
You have thousands of people, and thousands of people that come to this opening night. Tuxedos. It looked like the Oscars. Searchlights. Red carpet, Egyptian theater, unbelievably well produced.
Great and food.
Food, liquor, all really with a Polish
party.
Where the Kruel vodka was there.
Houses on the top of the hill.
Unbelievable. So this is not doing something for 18 people in the Polish community. You're turning out a real seasoned Hollywood crowd.
And the difference, this festival has a little bit difference compared to a lot of them. You call this Polish Film Festival, but you really are showing a lot of Polish people who are involved with production from another countries, yes?
Because our definition it's of Polish film is not Polish film made in Poland in Polish. Polish film is made anywhere
In the world?
In the world, with a Polish talent, with Polish director, Polish cinematographer, with Polish composer. Our film, which is a Polish character.
Yeah.
Like 2 years, we opened the festival with the Children of Lena Sandler, which was made here in America, and only the character which was played, she was Polish, Lena Sandler was Polish, but was played by American actress Anna Paquin. And so if you put these things on this perspective, then you really spread the audience and people who look. And that time we introduce, and of course, and the funny thing was that the film was made in English, but in Poland was dubbed.
And that's really crazy.
And I screened the film in Polish with English subtitles.
Oh, no.
And funny thing was that the producers like better than their production in English.
Wow.
What's your favorite film over the past few years that you saw that really did something, moved you? Because European films are very different than American films. We're into CGI and spiders
action,
crawling up a wall and big bombs and times ticking.
Not only. It's the difference between Europe and here is that here they make movie to make money. And this is what drag and direct everything. In Europe, for example, because the government is involved, it sponsor partially the films, so they can really play more arty, and it goes sometimes too far, like, you know, art for art. But
sometimes that's good. What was the film that you screened that the walls were all growing with plants and stuff, and it all took place in one
room.
One living room. Oh my God.
Maciejewski?
I think it was the about the old lady. If Time to Die.
People eating soup. This old man just kept eating soup through the thing, and the walls kept changing. It was absolutely
Maciejewski?
Surreal.
I think this is one of the
you know, there are people who makes wonderful movie, but again. The
not
audience,
for masses.
The audience is very very small. So you have to really program the festival to fit all categories. Mm-hmm. It's like last month there was the retrospective of Andrzej Żuławski films, which it's the films which have very narrow audience even in Europe. But if you put on right place, on the right spot, which was Cinema Family. In the silent film movie theater, and it was packed.
Wow.
And it was young people, and so it's
I'm
depends.
Glad young people are seeing this.
We have young people in our studio.
We're getting there. What's the film
some
with the piano? What's the film with the piano in the ocean that I was crying
Polanski?
For 3 weeks?
No, I don't
was
know.
Was it a Polanski? The piano just keeps going in the ocean.
Honey,
there's one guy walking on the. This Polish filmmaking is the deepest of deep. Visceral emotions.
I think what you are saying, what I like, that maybe Jonathan didn't understand English or Polish, or maybe, but he remembers the pictures from the moment of picture that is stuck into your head. I don't know what movie you are talking about, but you come back. You come back to the genre.
It changes
thinking.
It sticks with you. The imagery sticks with
imagery,
you.
Yeah,
Angelina Jolie just did this film for the Serbs that she directed and produced. And I saw this film, amazing. But it's not a film that Americans are going to go to.
Really?
Americans don't want to watch a bunch of people in a labor camp dealing with issues of ethnic cleansing. It's just not our cup of tea. We go to.
No, you have to those film. You have to sell and promote differently. That this is not about the war. It's not about that. You say this movie about people. If you approach right now this Polish film, which was nominated to the foreign language, Agnieszka Holland in Darkness, mm-hmm. Of course it's World War II, but generally you need to look from the perspective of people mm-hmm. and how they behave
yeah.
and the relation and the different environment. And if you look like that, then you completely differently approach this.
Instead of a World War II story with a couple people, it's a love story set in World War II.
Yeah, because yeah. This the same thing can happen right now. If the war, people has to hide and
choices.
And we never know how we'll behave. As long as we find ourselves in this particular environment, someone says, "Oh, I will behave like this." You don't know how you behave like this because you have to be there in this
to
in this
know
moment,
how you behave.
this moment, and know the circumstances. What is your family or what the neighbors? What so many things involved in it.
And our film festival, that is upcoming one, is
the new festival, the 13th. It's coming in October. It was the 9th to the 20th of October. It was the opening in Egyptian as usual. Where will be screened? It's don't know right now because the Lemley Sunset 5, it's closed, as you know.
Yeah.
And it's very pity because it was a great place for this kind of festivals and movies. And Lemley, it's they have few theaters and they support the foreign films and. So we will probably will follow Lemley and takes new location.
You need to look for a new one.
Welcome to do this in our house if you'd like.
I would love you to give us some names because we like names dropping. And you have wonderful guests that are coming to our events, to your event, to your beautiful festivals. We have a lot of great American actors, stars, and not only Americans. Then please, some names that love Polish movies.
Well, we create a Pola Negri Award. Probably better know Pola Negri. It's the silent movie, a Polish actress. Which was here.
Valentino, girlfriend.
What she was saying. And then she said that she lost her because so many women were jealous about it. So.
Of course.
So it was bad choice of words for her. But we named the award after her. And this award is for non-Polish actors or directors or whatever who collaborate with Polish talent or directors collaborating with American actors or playing Polish character. So like last year was John Voight who played in American film John Paul II. Mm-hmm. And he came accept the award and it was great and he was speaking to the people with the Polish accent. It was great. The year before was Ed Harris for his collaboration with Agnieszka Holland, and this year we are preparing for Adrian Brody for his role of Władysław Szpilman in a Polański film, The Pianist. So he fits two categories because he play Polish character and collaborate with Polish directors.
That's beautiful. Wow. Okay, then again, date is October...
October 9th to 20th.
And please, our website, if you can give us a website for Polish...
It's polishfilmla.org.
Polishfilmla.org.
And we'll put that up in our notes so that you can go right to that from your iPhone.
And you can
iPhone
find the all films which were screened during the 13 years. You can find all the... actors who were here, and you can find all the jurors because we have American jurors which
pre-screen
look at the films. And right now we have already for this year three names, which is Debra Aquila, which is casting director who's cast 136 films. Then
pay attention, Orlando.
Yeah.
Casting director.
Then
we're coming to you.
Jerry Mathers, if you remember, Leave It to Beaver.
Of course.
He will be our juror. And Michael Phillips, who won an Oscar for Sting, movie with Paul Newman and Robert Redford. No, we going up to five probably, but so it's the three already are set up.
That's lovely. Oh my gosh.
If you're a student and you just love film, if you're a student of anthropology and you want to understand human nature, if you are an adult with a wife and a job and you come into your house sometimes going, what is the meaning of life? I beg you to go spend one whole day, not an hour or two, but the whole evening at the Polish Film Festival. Take a look at some of the shorts, look at some of the from around the world, great, great films. Władek takes such care in picking things that have sensitivity to them or meaning. And it really shines a whole light on the combination of art, politics, and sort of grandeur, the better part of human nature in a beautiful way. When I was in Poland, my wife took me to Gliwice, her hometown, and took me into her church from the 14th century that was built by parent after parent after child after grandchild. And I'm not Catholic, so I don't walk in naturally in awe to that, but I became in awe of the absolute grandeur of an idea bigger than any given human or any given time, because these people gave to what they perceived was their God in generation after generation and created a piece of art bigger than what any man could be, and it inspires awe and greatness. And I think this is something, because of time, that Europeans do better than Americans right now. We're not so great at inspiring awe. And I think Władek is providing a service that many people think of as a Polish community event, and it's not. It's a global event for Americans that really can raise consciousness in a beautiful way. And I'm really so happy that he's doing this, and find him and his sensibilities to be so gentle and passionate. And I just kind of wish that everybody who kind of feels that there is that no meaning to life, what am I doing here, it's my job, would just go spend a couple of days at the Polish Film Festival and get reignited.
Beautiful said. And I think maybe to being so inspirational and also doing so good things for the world, I think we need to mention Child Help organization who tries to help abused children. And I think we have wonderful PSA.
A lot of film people support us, including Michael Douglas. And let us give
Betty
you a commercial
White
from Michael Douglas right now for
great.
Child Help and help support those who are really in need.
I'm Michael Douglas, and I have a number for you to program into your child's phone and yours. 1-800-4-A-CHILD. It's the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. 1-800-4-A-CHILD provides a connection to professional counselors 24/7, which your child can use when they need to speak up and be safe. It's also the number a little boy called whispering from his closet to be rescued from a vicious attack. It's the number that any responsible adult, neighbor, teacher, or family member can call to get help reporting abuse or to get information. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the number of hope. The Child Help National Abuse Hotline is funded solely by your contribution, so please text your $10 donation to CHLP to 20222. This gift may be the lifeline for that little boy in the closet, or even the emergency call that saves your child.
Child Help, childhelp.org, www.childhelp.org if you want to learn more. Thanks to Michael Douglas for taking his time generously in creating that commercial to spread that word.
And like I mentioned, in the first 2 seconds of the PSA, we'll be moving right now to our little bit younger guests, okay?
Orlando and Valenti.
Stephanie. And both of them dream to be an actor. Of course, Orlando is already, and we can repeat your website.
Yes, www.orlandovalente.com.
And www, for those of you that don't know, is www.orlandovalente.com.
Nothing wrong with www.
It's absolutely my pleasure. That's what I'm here for, the Beverly Hills side of the contingent.
And Stephanie, who will be a lot with us. I really, really become to enjoy your company. You're a really smart girl. And please, we need to teach you how to
handle LA traffic.
LA traffic, but you're okay. And you are a blogger. Tell me your blog.
Spoonfulofsplenda.wordpress.com.
Okay.
That would be food. Spoonfulofsplenda.wordpress.com.
Okay. And I think you both need to take over from us. I had the chance to talk 2 weeks ago with both of you, Jonathan.
I want to know what Orlando Valenti has done and where Orlando Valenti is going.
I think he likes my name.
I love Orlando Valenti. I want to say Corinthian leather with that, but.
Try to do it with the Italian accent.
Corinthian leather from Orlando Valenti.
Okay, Orlando, tell us, because I know you smell success.
Thank you.
Part of something really, really cool in Italy. You are very young. You came here to get your degree in something completely different, but you are full of dreams, and acting is all what you want to also together, you know, doing business and acting, and you are in America, heart of L.A., that you can, whatever you turn, we have great people around, and people hopefully will recognize the Italian accent and your look, and your past is something that you really can use.
What a look this guy has.
Really, he's a really cool
guy.
It's
sort of like a Ricky Martin kind of a look. Yeah. With
just a look.
But beautiful teeth, the happy smile lines, sensitive eyes.
And smart man with MBA.
I'm falling in love right now.
I'm thinking, be careful. Elona.
Whatever makes you happy.
Orlando Valenti.
Whatever makes you happy. Orlando, you're so gorgeous. You have so beautiful teeth.
Thank
you're
you.
So young.
You're
I'm falling in love.
You're so nice. After I'm not going to be able to talk. You know, okay. With all these compliments, you don't want to say something stupid. You ruin everything.
You become so red right now.
I'm already burned.
He's shy.
Because I noticed that the sun in LA is not a joke. You have to be careful about
okay, success. You had
no,
a success.
I had my success in Italy. And when I came here to learn English and everything, I had my dreams, no? Like, I think all the people that leave their own country, they leave their own country most of the time because they want to follow the dream, but it's also difficult because you're not in your country, you are used to have some few things or have good friends because you have to start all over again. And when you are alone and you don't have friends, or the friends that you have are 2 months of friends that are never going to be the friends of the college or of from school that you are missing, is kind of restricting your networking, no? So your dream, like I really appreciate everybody that comes here from nothing and they realize, because it's really, really difficult. And I'm realizing now that I was full of energy when I came here. And the problem is that when you fight, sometimes you feel like a fish that is stuck in the in the things and you cannot go out. And so after you stop to fight. And so that's the risk that I'm
We
running.
Don't let you to stop to fight.
No, thank you. No, but it's normal.
Friends.
You know, you are in L.A., you are in the big business here. And if you want to follow your dream, you're not alone. There are many people that want to follow the dream.
And so, what is beautiful that in LA we have so many people who achieve the success and then they're a boom down and they need to scratch for something. What you are, we all are scratching. We're scratching for, you know, have this moment again and just have our power to become what we dreamt about. And is everything in front of you? But yes, of course, the who you meet, who you know.
What
and
did Orlando Valenti do?
Yes.
And what is he doing?
Yeah.
So what I did, right now I'm working more in production side because I pursue my education in business and I came here, I did my MBA. So I said, well, as an actor, I can also work from the production point of view. That is really important. And now we know that in this recession period, you need to know everything sometime. And independent movie, a lot of time you are the actor, the director, and the cinematographer and everything. It's not easy. So that's what I'm trying to do. Try to learn every step from acting to production side and to also the distribution. I had the opportunity to work with a distribution company here in America for a few months. It was an internship and I had a good experience. But I learned that you need to be on your dream every day, every minute, and work on that direction, and don't miss anything.
Vladek, I smell or feel some type of connection, because obvious, you need help, you know, with your film festival.
We always need help.
We really need smart people.
We have an Italian with an MBA for you.
Italian with some production. I think he is talented. He has big past.
His name is Orlando Valenti.
And what is the coolest things ever, that really mostly friends need to open their heart and to just help somebody who become from another country, because it's just a little lonely here if you cannot find the friends who care. Then again, talking to whoever listens to us, please, when you hear somebody and he's from another country, don't assume they're already comfortable here. They sometimes are going through depression, to really withdraw, missing the family, don't know where to turn to, they don't want to show that they're weak, you know,
some
and they don't know
what
to ask.
Some of us born here are going through depression and are withdrawn.
Yeah, but we have more.
Give me a break.
It's so true. But again, you know, it's just invite somebody from another country to your life
and enjoy it. It's not easy because we are coming over here. It's true, you miss your friends. And here, to choose your friends, you have kind of smaller circle of people you can choose from, and maybe it's not the kind of people you will choose as a friend, but you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So it's really, I always compare to it's moving from one country to another. It's like we remove the tree and plant in another place, and depends how the roots goes and the environment, everything. They stay or not.
Stephanie, you are so young, but you moved from Arizona.
Stephanie's about 12.
But you moved from...
And three quarters.
Yeah. You from your hometown, which you are from Arizona originally, yes?
From Buffalo, New
Buffalo,
York.
Buffalo, New York.
But
she's not even close.
I'm so sorry. You know, Arizona.
A suburb of Arizona.
But then you just moved into your school, yes? And then you were on your own to come
very...
And you were in New York, alone. You know, and we say, okay, hard is to move from... like being Polish person to live in LA, but I think it's very hard to live in New York because this is like country in a country, and you need to learn ways to deal with the streets.
Yeah,
with
it's a different. I think the funniest thing is my first night in the dorm room, I was all alone because I came in for early for a service group to help out around the city, and so I was the only person there in a 2-bedroom apartment essentially.
What school you were going to?
At NYU, and it was the first time I'd ever slept alone, like in, you know, no house or anything without parents, and I just remember laying there in the dark thinking, like,
what did I do?
I could be murdered right now and no one would ever know.
Yeah.
And they'd find me 2 weeks later when the roommate moved in. There is something different about New York and LA.
You feel better here, or you think New York is what you would like to really wind up living in?
I don't know. I think I'd like to wind up ideally being one of those bi-coastal people. Mm-hmm. I think New York is really great, but then after a while, especially when you're a student and you don't have a ton of money, you sort of get sick of getting stuck in the rain, you know, not being able to pay for a cab with the subway closed and dirty newspaper blowing around your ankles.
But we are talking about us who already achieved some success.
That's inside, by the way.
Yeah, probably.
York. That's inside.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention the roaches.
Oh.
And the rats.
I mean, I'm trying to just compare, you know, a similar situation because all of us, Jonathan had some success. I had some success. You, Władysław, you are doing great. And the same, you know, with Orlando. But you are starting your life. And now you're in the school with so many students that everybody's dreaming to become somebody. Mm-hmm. Do you feel pressure that it will never happen for you? Or you really are like, yes!
I think... If you want to succeed, you just have to say that you will, and not have. I don't have a backup plan.
What do you want to do?
I would like, ideally, to act and write and produce, especially in comedy. It's something that I really love.
Have you met Orlando Valenti?
Mm-hmm. Hello, yeah. Orlando Valenti.
We met the first time that I came here.
I think Jonathan, you really need to stop stroking Orlando. It's getting uncomfortable.
Yes. Thank you. We love Orlando.
I'm just thinking. He's got an MBA and
a
great accent. You got a BFA. He's got a film festival.
I really
you guys should have coffee afterwards.
I'm Polish.
Baby, yes, half Polish, of course. And
no question. I can look at you.
Oh, and we have another Italian coming.
Dominico
Capuano visits us for a second. But what I was going to, yes, you can start writing some comedy to Orlando, because Orlando's the biggest hit on TV was really comedy. Okay? Then and I'm not saying that we all can just work on a lot of product together, and, you know, maybe that's all what we're supposed to do.
Our favorite Italian composer is here. His name is Domenico Capuano.
You cannot say something in Italian.
Ciao.
And when you are leaving, what you are saying?
It's international. Ciao.
No, then how do I know if you are becoming or you are leaving now? Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Okay, here he came.
Yeah. In Brazil, they say ciao just when they leave.
Yeah, I think
in Italy, we can use in both ways.
In Germany, ciao.
Yeah.
In Germany, they don't say ciao.
No, they say ciao.
I promise everybody.
Also in France, sometimes they say ciao. Yeah. It's kind of international.
Władek Juszkiewicz, closer to our date for film festival, Polish Film Festival, you'll be our guest again. We will be talking and pitching the festival. We'll be asking people to come and check the website, which is, again,
www.polishfilmla.org.
That's lovely.
But beside the festival, there are some Polish film around, too. So it's right now. It's an Italian film. We have a pop, Habemus Papa, with Polish actor, Jerzy Sztur. I recommend. It's a great film. And a new one, it's coming by Agata Szymowska, Alice. It comes at the end of April.
That's wonderful.
How can we sign up for your newsletter if somebody wants to know what's happening that's interesting in film?
Facebook?
You use the Facebook, or you can go to our website and sign up, and then we will put you on the list, and it will send you all the information.
And what's the foo-foo-foo for your Facebook?
Just Polish Film Festival.
It's Polish Film Festival, and it would come out.
Yeah, okay. I'm going okay. there almost.
I don't know the boo boo boo.
I just again, realized after boo boo boo, and like, he's making fun of me.
No, I'm never making fun.
And in we have 4 months in a date for you, because we want to know in 4 months from now what will happen in your life, Orlando. When it comes to Stephanie will be here more often with us because she's my right or left hand, whatever
she's
we decide to
hand,
say.
She's my
we,
right
have,
hand.
We have, of course, Domenico Capuano.
Domenico Capuano.
He's scoring a lot of movies, and he's doing great.
You're going to know that name like you can't believe it in 10 years. Domenico Capuano, you heard it here at LA Talk Radio first.
And sun is going down in LA.
Oh, he's drinking.
you got... No, that's coffee in there. There's a federal law on what you can drink in a radio station here.
Oh, yeah?
So if I want to find out more, if I want to find out more about you, how do I get there?
How do you get there?
www.orlandovalente.com. And with Blogger, our cool blogger girl, Stephanie Mack.
Spoonfulofsplenda.wordpress.com.
Wonderful.
Such a simple
and
thing.
And DomenicoCapuano.com.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all to our guests for joining us today.
Thank you.
This has been Accent On.
Grazie.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio. We'll see you next week.
Ciao.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere.
Okay.
We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.